Sanhedrin, Perigimel, Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to learn the halachas of Kroivim, which are apostle. A dayan, an aid, is not allowed to be a korev to either of the parties. So we'll talk about being mizdayan, but we're really talking about being mizdayan or being edus. What's considered a close enough relative to be apostle? Left with having the same last name? Having some type of shared mesorah? What creates a relative? So relatives don't have to be closest relatives, but close enough that Chazal see them as kroivim. Oviv, his father. Ochiv, his brother. Not only his father, his brother, but his father's brother, his uncle. It's a door removed, but still a close relative. Achi imoy, a maternal uncle, is also an uncle. Balachoyse is interesting, because the Moshe Nuchsi Rusha, there's no overlap. Brothers-in-law, what type of relatives are they? But over here, we see the Baal as an extension of Achoyse, Ishtoy Kegufoy. Gemara learns out that the Pasuk says in Parashat Sarai is Doidoschohi, on an aunt who's not really a blood aunt. She's called Doidoscho, Vaistois, that the wife and the husband share the same status in terms of closeness of relationship. So this is like his sister. His sister, the Mishnah doesn't have to list, because a woman is Pasuleidus, but his sister's husband is the same thing. The same is true on a Baal Achois Oviv. The husband of his father's sister, the same way his father's brother's apostle, his father's sister's apostle, the same way his Achi Imoy is apostle, also the sister of his father. Now you don't have to apostle the sister of his father, but her husband you do have to apostle. Ubal Achois Imoy, again, a sister of a mother. The husband is considered a close relative. Val Imoy is a stepfather. V'chomov, v'gisoy, his shver, and a brother-in-law. Now, we mentioned before, brother-in-law, we said balachoisei. So who's, when we say gisei, who's a brother-in-law? So there's a relative that's not in Parshas Arayis. Two Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. They're shvogas. They're brothers-in-law. They're not called balachoisei. Balachoisei is not a relationship in Hilchos Arayis, but it is a relationship in Hilchos Psulim, because again, Ishtek Gufay, so it's like a sibling. The two wives, the two husbands are siblings because they're brothers-in-law, they share wives. Their wives are sisters, rather. Hain, Uvneim v'chasneim. The Mishnah adds over here that this is not only those close relatives, but their toldos, their children, and their children-in-law, again with the same rule of Ishtek Gufay. V'chorgoy levadoy. It's like this. The Gemara coins a terminology. Siblings, let's say, are called Rishon B'Rishon. The children of siblings are Sheni B'Sheni. The Paslos is not called cousins. It's called children of siblings. Again, siblings-in-law being like siblings. So children of those relatives are also the Sheni B'Sheni. That's possible. Where it won't be possible is, let's say, by a great-nephew. That's called a Shlishi. It's another door. B'Rishon. That's already further, because that's already two dairies and to the side. Direct relatives are always possible, but a grandfather's brother, that's already not a korv. The Mishnah adds, v'chorgoy levadoy. Chorgoy is a stepchild. So a man married a woman, and she has a child from a previous marriage. There, they're not really relatives. It happens to be they're tsugebundin. There's a relationship called chorgoy. So that's only that relative itself, not his children. That's why the Mishnah says Levadoi. So now the Mishnah says like this. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Zu Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. This was Rabbi Kiva's klal in Psulei Edus V'Dayonus. Ava Mishnah Rishayno. There was another girsa in this din that had like this. Doidoi uben doidoi. V'chol haroi liyosha. Who's doidoi uben doidoi? His uncle and his cousin, but from the father's side. Which the Mishnah says, V'chol haroi liyosha, only if there's a relationship that's close enough in Hilchis Yerusha, which is only from the father's side. And L'chayra, that means that relatives that are related from the mother's side, which don't have any Shaychis, L'gabi Hilchis Yerusha, L'chayra should not be possible. The Malo Pasha Pshah in the Mishnah is that V'chol haroi liyosha is L'fi the Mishnah Rishayna. Doidu ben doidu means from the father's side. And the klal is that it has to be a relationship that's viable for Yerusha. L'maisi Rebbe Kiva doesn't hold that way, and that we have before in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Achi Imoy, there's no din Yerusha on Achi Imoy. They're not from the same family. The little Mishnah Sanhedrin that has to do with family from the father. Lemaisa, the way we just explained is Rashi. The Rav doesn't learn that way. Based on the Rambam, he learns that V'chol Aroi LiYosha is true. There's a comma after Doide Ben Doide. V'chol Aroi LiYosha is true even according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the end of Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva is V'chol Aroi LiYosha. Now we did have in the Mishnah before Achi Imoy, which Luchavi doesn't Yashin. So you have to say Knech. It's a Yeshnechum Dika Knech. And that is that Achi Imoy can yashin from his uncle. Achi Imoy is a maternal uncle. A person can yashin from his maternal uncle because his uncle, if he dies without children and he doesn't have brothers, his Yerusha will go to his sister. From his sister, he can yashin because a person yashins his mother. But there's no din Yerusha that a mother yashins a son. So the uncle can never yashin from the nephew. The nephew can yashin from the uncle. So Rabbi Akiva is maskim in this case that Achi Imoy will be posel, that the nephew could be yashin for the uncle. The nephew is posel lagabi the uncle. But the uncle isn't posel lagabi the nephew because the uncle can never yashin from the nephew. It's a chiddush. Namal, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah, like we said, is that these considerations of Yerusha is only Lefi the Mishnah Rishonim. You have the same consideration by Gisim, by two husbands of two sisters. They can't yashin each other, but the sisters can yashin each other from their father. Samila Bal Ke'ishto, Samila, that would be the Psul. V'chol ha'korav loy, bo'isa sho. The Mishnah adds another Kenage, that there's another Paslus, called anybody who's at the time of the Haggadah posel, that has a din posel. Hoya Korav in Israchik. Let's say somebody was a Korav, let's say Lamashal, son-in-law, a Shver, and the relative that connected the two of them died. Gisim, and one of the sisters died. Hareza Kosha, it can be made. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Afilu Mesa Bito. Let's say his daughter died. His son-in-law is not his son-in-law anymore. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. If he has enekloch, he has grandchildren from that son-in-law, then the relationship is still alive. Hareza Korv, his posel edus. It's a similar halach you have, is Gzeres HaKosuv, that a woman who loses her husband, if she was a Yisraelis and she was married to a Kohen, so now she loses her status as a Kehenes to eat truma. But if she has children, that keeps her kivyochel still married to her husband. She's allowed to get married, but kol zman she's not married to somebody else. She has a status of a kehenes from her children that she's still married to her husband. That's a similar type of idea. Mishnah Hey. Another pastels of edus dayonis is ho'oyev ve'hasoyne. These are very broad terms. Two people that have a relationship of oyevim or they're soynim. What does that mean? Oyev ze shushvina. Oyev is not just good friends. Oyev means two people that actually see themselves. Amol, they had a relationship. We have this in Meseches Bava Basra of shushvinus, where they would literally, they feel responsible to make each other's chasnas. It was that close of a friend. Soine is kol shalei dibe ima shalosh yom be'eva. He didn't talk to him for 3 days because of hatred. That makes a relationship with the apostle to each other. The Shushvinus, by the way, is the Chor B'Shas, the Shushvinus. Kol Yumei, that they're responsible for each other's chasnas, Kol Yumei HaSheva Brochas. On that, not clear, the Mishnah just says, Omru Loi, they said to him, who's him? The Gemara explains, Al Pi HaBraisa, that this is a Hemshecher of Yehuda Omer from the Mishnah Dalet. So the Chacham tell him, Yehuda Leinech Shli Yisrael Al Kach. That type of subjective, he's fatayin on him, he has an av of him, that would make apostles and edus and dayonis. No, there has to be an objective reason why they're psulim zelazah.